Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. This Saturday is going to be the best football day of the year. Yeah, I know that sounds like some overzealous announcer on a TV promotion, but in truth, I am making the case that this coming Saturday, December 21st, will be the finest day for football viewing of your entire year.
Yes!
Now, in a normal year, the best day in football is generally considered to be one of these days. Number one usually is Super Bowl Sunday in February. Number two is probably the AFC and NFC championship games during late January. I'd go number three, Labor Day weekend, where we have several elite college football games in September. And then maybe fourth, opening day of the NFL, which is usually the week after Labor Day in September. Number five, probably Thanksgiving Day, where you get a triple header of NFL games while you snooze from all that turkey and pie you just ate on Thanksgiving. That's in November. And then number six, I'd say January 1st, and the traditional college football bowl games. But did you notice that there are no December days in that greatest days of football list? Well, that's going to change this weekend because this Saturday is going to blow them all away. Now don't laugh, you are going to join my chorus after hearing about Saturday's football lineup. Let's start with the NCAA Division II championship game. And if you like championship football games, this Saturday's TV schedule has you covered. The NCAA's Division II title game will come from McKinney, Texas at 1 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Now, the two finalists have slugged their way through four rounds of tough hombres to make the championship field in suburban Dallas. And by the way, a ticket for this title game will cost you just $20, with parking only $10 per vehicle. Now that is a sweet deal. The 13-1 Ferris State Bulldogs from Michigan have won two of the last three NCAA Division II titles, and they recently knocked off last year's champion, Harding University of Searcy, Arkansas, in the quarterfinals by an emphatic 41-7 score. Last week, Ferris State outlasted Slippery Rock, yeah them, 48-38, and reached the final game. Their opponent on Saturday afternoon is going to be 13-0 Valdosta State in Georgia. They're the Blazers. Now, this southeastern Georgia school has 12,000 students, and they're going to bring an unbeaten record to the championship game. The Blazers have not scored less than 27 points in a game this entire season. But wait, there's more college football. The FCS semifinals are on TV this Saturday, too. Four cold weather teams are going to tee it up in the semifinal round of this smaller division football championship series, or FCS. A doubleheader starts on ABC at 11 a.m. Central Time this Saturday with the 12-2 South Dakota State Jackrabbits hopping north to Fargo, North Dakota to play powerhouse North Dakota State, who's also 12-2. The homestanding Bison have won 9 of the last 13 titles in this college football division. Following the first game at 2:30 p.m. Central on Saturday, 14-0 Montana State's Bobcats are going to entertain the 12-2 University of South Dakota Coyotes. Montana State started the year off with a road win over a larger division opponent, New Mexico, 35-31, and that 14-0 start is the best in their program's history. The weather forecast in Bozeman, Montana for Saturday's game, though, is calling for a downright balmy 45 degrees. If you haven't had enough football with that, let's settle you in for three more opening round games of the college football playoffs as history is made on Saturday. This coming Saturday, three opening round games of the new 12-team college football playoffs for the upper division of schools will be played. Beginning at 11 a.m. and going through 11 p.m. Saturday night, you can watch three consecutive major college football playoff games. The action begins from State College, Pennsylvania at 11 a.m. when 11-2 Penn State from the Big Ten will host surprising SMU, also 11-2, out of the ACC. The Nittany Lions are currently an 8.5-point favorite in Saturday's game. The winner is going to move on to face 12-1 Boise State in the quarterfinals on New Year's Eve. And by the way, this game is going to be televised on TNT after ESPN agreed to sell the TV rights to the first two opening round games on Saturday. The weather in State College, Pennsylvania is going to play a factor in this game. after a cold front blows through with some snow on Friday. Fair weather, but sub-freezing conditions are going to linger on Saturday with high temperatures in Pennsylvania just about 28 degrees. These high-scoring Mustangs from Dallas average more than 38 points a game, but they have yet to play in such cold temperatures this season. The second college football playoff game on Saturday kicks off 4 hours later at 3 p.m. Central on TNT as well. This game will come from Austin, Texas. There, a perfect weather day, sunshine and 63 degrees, will find the 11-2 Texas Longhorns hosting the ACC champion Clemson Tigers at 10-3. Texas was the runner-up in the SEC this year in their inaugural season, and they come in as a 12-point home favorite. If you like the color orange, this game is definitely for you. One orange-clad winner is going to emerge and move ahead into the Peach Bowl in Atlanta on New Year's Day and face surprising Big 12 champion Arizona State. The nightcap of this trio of major college football games will be played on ABC and ESPN at 7 p.m. Central Time in Columbus, Ohio. The 10-2 Ohio State Buckeyes of the Big Ten have been pegged a 7.5-point home favorite against 10-2 Tennessee out of the SEC. A New Year's Day trip to the Rose Bowl in California will await the winner to play 13-0 Oregon. Much like the first playoff game of the day at Penn State, cold weather is going to be a factor on the Saturday night game as well. Game time temperatures at the Big Horseshoe, or Ohio State Stadium, is going to be at or below 20 degrees for this nighttime game. That's cold. But despite the freezing conditions, Ohio State's head football coach Ryan Day is going to be on the hot seat. If the Buckeyes, who lost their final home game of the year to 20-point underdog Michigan, should lose this game to Tennessee, the coach is probably toast. Angry alumni are going to be able to pass the hat and easily raise the $37 million needed to buy out the contract of this team's increasingly unpopular coach, Ryan Day. Have you had enough football? Well, don't forget, there are two NFL gems to be played on Saturday as well. Traditionally, the NFL and college football try not to step on each other's toes on Saturdays during the fall. That means that the NFL will usually wait until the week after the completion of college football's regular season, which is the Army-Navy game, before moving a few of their own games to Saturdays. Now, that move will give the NFL's TV partners more advertising opportunities on Saturday and Sunday before Christmas. With college football's first year, though, of these new 12-team playoffs, the two television behemoths are going to square off against one another on Saturday. The NFL's doubleheader features four AFC teams who are likely to be seen in the playoffs come January. For the NFL game number one on Saturday, it's the 9-5 Houston Texans traveling to 13-1 Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 12 noon Central on NBC. Sunshine and a chilly 38-degree day in Kansas City may find the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs playing without their starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes. A high ankle sprain sustained in last week's game at Kansas City has KC's MVP quarterback hobbling this week. Since Kansas City, though, remains in a dogfight with Buffalo for the home field advantage in January's AFC playoffs, Mahomes might be able to play in this game if his ankle has sufficiently mended before the Saturday kickoff. Now, last weekend, the Houston Texans clinched the relatively weak AFC South Division crown with a 20-12 win over Miami on Sunday. After these two teams play against each other on Saturday, Houston must turn around and face Baltimore at home on Christmas Day Wednesday just 4 days later. And likewise, Kansas City is being sent to Pittsburgh for a Christmas Day game on Wednesday next week as well. Bah humbug! Who is the evil scheduling Grinch at the NFL office? The other NFL game, number two, will find the 10-4 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 9-5 Baltimore Ravens. That NFL game kicks off at 3:30 p.m. Central Time on Fox. You might want to note that this AFC divisional battle is not going to be shown on CBS, like you would have thought. For some reason, Fox, which normally handles the NFC games, is televising this AFC game on Saturday afternoon. Now, we can count on these two bitter AFC Central foes to provide us a physical defensive battle and likely a final score which will go down to the wire. The Steelers won their first matchup in November in Pittsburgh 18-16 as place kicker Chris Boswell connected on a 50-yard game-winning field goal. He went 6-for-6 that day to provide all 18 points for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Baltimore Ravens, though, have a lot of pressure to win this game on Saturday. With a win, Baltimore goes into a tie with Pittsburgh for the divisional title with 2 weeks to go. But with a loss, the Ravens will hand the divisional title to Pittsburgh and descend into a battle for the AFC wildcard playoff spot with Denver and the Los Angeles Chargers. Just like those two teams in the earlier game on Saturday, both Pittsburgh and Baltimore are going to be rewarded, if you call it that, by having to play games again on Christmas Day Wednesday, just 4 days after Saturday's encounter. I think it's time to boo the greedy NFL Scrooge who is ruining Christmas Day for these four football teams. I feel better too. So it's game, set, and match this Saturday. Saturday will be football's best day of the year. So get your Saturday chores and other obligations taken care of before midday arrives. For 12 consecutive hours starting at 11 a.m. Central Time, your eyes will be able to feast on several delicious playoff college football games as the main entree. But there will be two tasty NFL contests available for you to sample for dessert. Bon appetit! I'm Swamp Swami.